Hola, it's Kai Pacha with the weekly Paleo Report for May 4th of 2022. Just after the eclipse, if you're listening to this report, you must have made it. You're still alive. And oh my God, it's the rainy season is back. This is the creek across the street from my house, and it was dry a couple weeks ago. It's been dry for months. And a couple of good solid rains and the creek is back. Ow! Absolutely. Water is the source of life, man. It's totally great. And of course, we still have Mars and Pisces. It feels like it is taking forever for Mars to move on through Pisces. It doesn't go into Aries until the 24th. Jupiter goes into Aries on the 10th, which is coming up, right? And, you know, that is super, super powerful. That is next Tuesday. I am going to read the Sabian symbol for the last degree of Pisces because Jupiter is in the last degree of Pisces. Tomorrow, all the way through the weekend into next Tuesday. And yeah, that's, wait, you got to check out the last degree of the zodiac. I mean, it's closing up a 12-year Jupiter cycle. What were you doing 12 years ago? That is a, you know, I started the Pele Report in 2010. I mean, this is, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's time to stop doing the Pele Report. Whatever, man. It is the close of a 12-year cycle of experience. I'm going to be talking about closure, endings. Yeah, because that's not the only thing, right? Shoo-wee. What else is going on? Well, we had the eclipse conjunct Uranus, and now the sun has moved on a degree a day, and it will conjoin. We have a Uranus-Sun conjunction mañana, tomorrow, Thursday. You have felt it coming since the eclipse. It's full on. And these are all, let's not forget, you know, the moon's nodes are square Saturn. This is, you know, Sun Uranus is loosely square Saturn up there in Aquarius. So this is not, this is intense, man. I'm sure you're feeling it, right? And, of course, the moon is in Gemini and moving into Cancer today. Moves on through Cancer, of course, is going to, you know, oppose Pluto, trine Neptune, Jupiter, all this kind of stuff going on until it goes into Leo on Saturday, right? And then, I don't know, it's going to oppose Saturn, square square the Sun and Uranus. We'll have a trine to Chiron over there in Aries. But, yeah. We got some challenging aspects going on here. Thank God Mars is sextile Uranus today. The Sun is sextile Mars on Saturday. The Moon sextiles the Sun on Friday. We got, you know, we do have some good things. You know, it's all right. It's all right. We will survive. We will survive. But what else do I want to talk about today? Mercury goes retrograde next Tuesday. Okay, so it's slowing down. It has been ripping through, right? You know, Pisces and Aries, but you know, and now it's slowing down. It's going to station and go retrograde next Tuesday. And in addition to that, the last thing that I would say in terms of aspects is just that really we have to get this idea of this eclipse, right? We had the solar eclipse conjunct the north node of the moon. Okay, that makes, you know, the moon conjunct her own north node makes the moon more powerful. And coming up this full moon is a total lunar eclipse. So, you know, this solar eclipse was, it was barely an eclipse, okay? It was 12 degrees away from the nodes, okay? It was 12 degrees away from the north node. But this full moon, the lunar eclipse, is 3 degrees away from the south node. Look it, I just heard this branch break off this morning. 15, 20 minutes ago, I heard this crack, snap, and I didn't hear a big boom, so I knew it wasn't a tree, but it looks like it's just a little branch here. And such is life, especially with Uranus. Sudden obstacles falling in our path. it's a perfect metaphor for the Uranus square Saturn, isn't it? All right, let me look at the camera and see what's going on here. I think I'll go down to the creek. There's a little bit of a side trail. that's great. When your trail gets blocked, sometimes it's a sign that you just need to get off the main path and find another way. All right, everybody. Where am I? What was I going to say? What's going on? You may have some of these very same questions. Uranus is the planet of instability. Things are very unstable wherever Uranus is involved. It brings in the process of individuation. We need to individuate. We are unique individuals going through Taurus with unique capacities, a unique skill set, a unique purpose, function, means of survival, income. We need to discover within ourselves new ways of making a living, new ways of surviving, new ways of going forward. And this even goes deeper because Taurus and Venus have to do with values. What do we value? What is important to us? What do we spend our money on? I was just reading an article this morning by Arthur Furstenberg, you know, how cell phones, you know, 5 billion cell phones emitting radiation are like the major cause of the destruction of the, you know, and there's, 100 million or something cell towers that are just, you know, destroying the planet. And, you know, everybody's got one, everybody buys one, everybody carries one, everybody wants one. It's, same with plastic. Oceans are filling up with plastic, but, you know, we're still buying things made out of plastic. Anyway, that was just a side note. But it does have to do with choices. We have free will. We have choices. The sun coming around to Uranus. Let's look at that, okay? Because the sun is our identity. It is our solar purpose. What we came in, you know, to like really do and be and express to the world, bring to the world. It's where we are. It's our light. It's the luminary, one of the luminaries. The moon is considered the other luminary. We have two luminaries, the sun and the moon, the conscious and the subconscious. So this consciousness coming around, conjoining with Uranus, is saying rebel, revolt, step outside the conventional, the normal, and conjunct the north node of the moon. It says the north node of the moon is the unknown future. The south node of the moon is the known familiar past. Well, the known familiar past is in Scorpio. From January of 22 to July of 2023, these moon's nodes moving through Taurus and Scorpio are cutting cords. Hopefully not cutting throats or cutting wrists, but in some cases, yes. Yeah? Scorpio has to do with death, endings,
and letting go. The death of. Now the other thing is, it's, you know, it is kind of the death of self in order to merge, unite, alchemically bond with another person, place, or thing to become more powerful and more awesome and more amazing. I'm gonna hook up with so and so and so and so and so and so, and I'm gonna grab. So the south node of the moon moving through Scorpio is saying, cut the cords, let go of the past, let go of all forms of codependency, let go of being a vampire and trying to suck the blood or the juice or the money or the fame or anything out of anybody or anything else, and come home to Taurus. Self-sufficiency. My own talents, my own resources, my own bank account. I mean, this is a time of withdrawing. Taurus needs peace. Venus, serenity. And Scorpio and all this desire is intensity. So you can see the pull. You can see the polarity that these eclipses are acting upon. So this, you know, this solar eclipse that just happened and the Sun Uranus coming through, and this is not the end. Mars is going to be coming around through Aries into Taurus, and we are going to have a Mars-Uranus North Node conjunction in early August at exactly, they're all at 18 degrees. Right? So this is going on for a while. And it is like pulling teeth. It is sudden, unpredictable events that throw us onto our own. We are alone. Born alone, die alone. I need to survive on my own. I need to cut. Okay? These forms of codependency and looking for everything outside myself. We have to find it inside ourselves. And then we have what? Saturn squaring the moon's nodes up in Aquarius. And what is that? Saturn says grow up. Mature. Become more objective. It's the co-ruler of Aquarius. Powerful in Aquarius. And the message of that is non-attachment. Scorpio waters of desire. Desire. Saturn in Aquarius, the Buddhist way. Desires are the source of all suffering. The root of all suffering comes out of the square from Aquarius to Scorpio of desire. So if we want to move to the North Node, which is what the universe is calling for each of us to do right now, and with Uranus coming around, it's shocking us or traumatizing us into, you've got to get out of the intensity. If you want to breathe, if you want to relax, if you want to survive, if you want to thrive, calm down. Slow down. Let go of all the desire for more power and more influence and more ambitious driving. It's about, especially now, Moon in Cancer, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, you know, the Moon is even calling us home to ourselves. See what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not easy. There's a lot of loss involved. Things that we love, people that we love, money that we've had, relationships that we've had. There's a lot of breakups going on right now. You know, this is really a lot of, you know, we're getting some major lessons here, you know? And that's what the mantra is about today. It's pretty tough. I was thinking one of the songs could be Angie by the Rolling Stones, you know. It's beautiful, but ain't it time we said goodbye? All the dreams we held so close seem to all go up in smoke. Sometimes, you know, this is involved in this. I want to read the Sabian symbol. For those of you new to the Pele Report, I am so into the frickin' Sabian symbols. It's like more and more every day. You can download this off my website. Go to the resources page and scroll down to astrological aids. And this is head covered with a rakish silk hat, muffled against the cold. A man braves a storm. This is the degree, this is the 15th degree of Taurus, because that's where the sun is exactly conjunct Uranus. You have to look at the chart at the beginning of the Pele Report. The symbol says the courage needed to meet the crisis precipitated by social ambition. The man with the silk hat has seen some of his ambitious efforts bring him social success. Or he wouldn't have a silk hat. He wouldn't be able to afford a silk hat, right? But he learns that often, I love this quote, nothing fails like success. The storm may be within him, or it may attack his social status, like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, baby. He is ready to face it daringly. This shows a willingness to accept crisis and to go through them, and therefore great character. The soil upon which a higher kind of consciousness may develop. You know, so we got to brave this storm. Uranus is coming in with sudden, unexpected, extreme, traumatic events, throwing us off balance. And we need to, you know, we need to find our balance, you know. It's like getting struck by lightning, you know. It's like you got to stand up and try to walk again. I mean, this is whoosh. Squaring Saturn, this is, we're not fooling around, right? Mosquitoes. And so, you know, it's just like, yeah. Ooh, man, what can I say? I'm getting eaten alive here, so I got to wrap it up, man. I have to read to you the last degree of Pisces, because this is also very important. You know, during these times, when we're letting go, we can feel this sense of loss, betrayal, abandonment, just sadness, grief, sorrow. Grief is a natural human response to loss. And we need to feel it. Go into those feelings. Cry a million tears, you know. Cry, 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 96 tears. That's another song, but it's very old. I'm not going to even try to find it. The song for today and this week is I Am a Rock. Simon and Garfunkel, I am an island and a rock feels no pain. Boom, Taurus, fixed earth. It's time to be the rock. It's time to be the eye of the hurricane, the center of the storm, you know, and just let it go around you. And let it take away what's going to take away, but it is not going to, you know, we are rocks, baby. Stand firm, strong, be there. Ow! So this weekend, Thursday to Tuesday, Jupiter at the at the last final 30 degrees of Pisces, the end of a 12-year cycle. Check it out. This is the end of every cycle, right? A majestic rock formation resembling a face is idealized by a boy who takes it as his ideal of greatness. And as he grows up, begins to look like it. I think of Mount Rushmore. You know, they got those big faces of presidents, I think, you know, in the rock. The power of clearly visualized ideals to mold the life of the visualizer. Nathaniel Hawthorne's story, The Great Stone Face, is used here in an allegorical sense to show the capacity for self-transformation latent within us. Yeah, this is... I gotta check out that story. I don't know what he's talking about. This power can be developed through visualization. When the emotions and the will are poured into the visualized mental image. At the highest spiritual cosmic level, this is the power used by the God-like beings at the close of a cosmic cycle in projecting the basic formula, the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is the basic formula, which will start a new universe. In a biological sense, it is the power latent in all seeds. The power to produce and guide the growth of a future plant. A most fitting symbol for the last phase of the cyclic process. Within the end of the cycle, the seed of a new beginning exists in potency. Unless the entire cycle has proven to be a failure. The whole cycle could be a failure. I mean, the Sun does this every year, you know, Venus, Mercury, Mars every 2 years, Jupiter every 12, Saturn every 28. I mean, you know, the Moon every month, right? We have this, you know, goes through. The last phase is the seed of the next. Don't lose hope. Visualize. Sow the seeds of your next cycle. What do you want 12 years from now? So, you know, it's like what we envision, what we visualize, what we carry within ourselves, what we feed with our thoughts and our emotions and our kundalini. I mean, you know, we become. We start to look like the face that we envision. We start to become our ideal. So, consciously choose your ideal. Don't let it be a reaction. You know, it's like, oh, that happened, and so now I feel bad, and I'm gonna just go down the. It's like consciously hold. What is it? Seize the day. Hold the vision. Ow, baby. And that is the mantra for today. Life is full of surprises. Some feel good, and some make me mad. Knowing all life is supporting my process, it will all make sense looking back. when you're on your deathbed, you're going to look back over all the shit that went down. And it's going to make a lot more sense than it does now. Maybe why you had to let go, why you had to move on, why you were left abandoned, why you lost, why you, and the opposite, you know, Uranus conjunct the North Node in Taurus can be winning the lottery. Like sudden shocking, oh my God, I'm a millionaire. You know, this is, you know, it's also, you know, whether it's a loss pushing us in a new direction or some windfall drawing us away from what, you know, where we were or what we were in, or I mean, it works both ways. I don't mean to focus on the negative here. I'm just saying that the lunar eclipse coming up, you know, could be pretty hairy, you know, but as we visualize, we can attract and draw in abundance, prosperity, amazing opportunities. The North Node of the Moon has to do with emotional ties and relationships. You know, this can be a time of meeting new people that open up, that help us open our third eye. I mean, this can be enlightening. It is enlightening. It's aha, surprise, one way or the other. We learn. We're learning shockingly fast, you know. But let's hope that the lessons are not traumatic, too traumatic for you, yeah? So, yeah, that's where, you know, we can just like pray for peace, serenity, and openness to change. It's when we resist change, that's when it's painful. So, enough. Life is full of surprises. Some feel good and some make me mad. Knowing all life is supporting my process, it will all make sense looking back. Namaste, aloha, so much love. Speaking of the Sabian symbols, I have to say, of all the places that I've been in the world, I am more excited about Göbekli Tepe than anywhere else. This is where the Sabians lived, the very first astrologers. This is ancient Sumeria in eastern Turkey. We're going there July 14th to the 22nd. And we're gonna meditate, do ceremony. We're gonna talk about the Sabian symbols, use them in chart interpretation. Look at these. I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal. These are 9500 BC. These are the oldest megaliths that have ever been discovered on planet Earth. And look how they line up with the stars. These are the first temples that were ever built. These are when hunter-gatherers first settled down and did agriculture and made temples. And it was the Sabians. And the Sabian symbols were the psychic tuned into the Sabians to get these, the symbols that I read to you all the time. So click the link below and come on over to Turkey with me in July, and let's do it.